Today's daf is a daf nun test. Today's learning is sponsored for Shema for Brian Delay about Yehudis Ariella. So we got to the last three lines of Nun Chesimun Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah from a few days ago. Nisarmalu or Nisgarshu, referring to for a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyon married someone who's possible to them and they were engaged. And then she became divorced or widowed, so then she would be kosher to Truma, but if it was already Nisuin, she'd be pasul. So on this mission, the Gemara says, Abayi minei Rav Achia bar Yosef Mishmuel, Kohen Gadol shekidesh es haketana ubagra tachtav. What's the din? So if she became a bogeris, if you look at Rashi to explain what's the iser before in the Mishri spoke about a real psul, a real psula, grusha, chalutza, amana, what's the psul of a bogeris? So Rashi last line explains a bagra tachtav bimei erison. So they got engaged and she was a katan at the time or a nara at the time. The Kohen Gadol aser bibogeris, but he can't marry a bogeris. Kedamrina b'masnis. And the Mishri says mitzvasa b'katana o b'nara. But when they got engaged, she was a katana, or she was a nara. Now that there's an nesuin, she became a bogeris. So is that going to be usher? Does she have to remain a nara katana, not only when there's erisin, but even during nesuin? Or no, it's enough to say that she was erisin, she was a katana, and nara erisin, but nesuin she could already be a bogeris. That's the shaila. So again, Kohen Gadol, shekidesh es haketana ubagra tachta, what's the din mahu? Basar nesuin azlinan, or basar erisin azlinan. Is the requirements of being a katana and a nara only shas erusin or even shas nesum? So Gemara is Amrlai Tanisu our Mishnah. The Mishnah from a few days ago tells us in this armulu onis garshu minha nesuin psulos minha erusin ksheris. So the din of someone who's possible, like a grusha or a chalutza or an amana, that goes based on shas nesuin, and that's when you define who's possible here as well. The bogera should be shas psulin too. So Gemara is Amrlai l'shavya chalala lo kumibayle. No. Everyone agrees in terms of establishing to make her halala, debiyahi demashi halala. Everyone agrees it's shasbiya, shas nesun, shasbiya. That's what renders her halala if she's a grush, if she's, or I guess, if she's an almana, who's not a halala, if she's an almana, and there's bia, that will render her bia. Everybody agrees to that point, it's shas nesun. There's no question. But we're talking about a bulgaris, which is a different type of psul here. So, ki kimibarle, our shayla was, that v'hu isha b'vsuleha yikach, it says in the pasuk, but the Kohen Gadol says v'hu isha b'vsuleha yikach, he has to marry her when she's a basula, not when she's a bogeres. When she's a bogeres, we assume she's no longer a basula for whatever reason, but it has to be a basula. My, how do we understand, how do we interpret the word yikach? Do we say yikach means my kicha de kedushin ba'in, and she only needs to be a basula, which means an ara, ktana, b'shas kedushin, but not shas nisun? Oh, kicha de nesuin ba'inan, or maybe kicha is a reference to nesuin. So that's the shaila. Not about, you can't bring me rise from our mission about psulos, about the halala. It's a different topic. We're talking about the requirements of being a basula. So what's the din? Amrlei, ha'nami tanina. This also, tanisua, this also is found in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, a Mishnah found later on in our Masechta, iris es ha'almana v'nismana lios kohen gadol lichnos. What happens if he's a Kohen Hedyon? And he gets engaged to an Amana, which is completely permitted for a Kohen Hedyon to be engaged to an Amana. And now he becomes a Kohen Gadol. He's appointed a Kohen Gadol while he's engaged to this woman. So now she's an Amana and he's a Kohen Gadol. Does that mean Nisuin isn't allowed anymore because she's now an Amana? What would the din be? So the Gemara says that that's allowed. So here as well, it should be allowed. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny Hasam Dichsiv Yikach Isha. So it says Yikach Isha, there's an extra word Isha that comes to include this instance. In other words, normally a Kohen Gadol has to marry a non-Almana. He must marry a Basula. But this particular instance where there is an engagement to the Almana, we have a special hatter that he could go ahead and marry this Almana because he's already engaged. But that's a special drasha of, it says Yikach. The pasuk is Yikach. It says Almana Grusha of the Chalal Azonu as Eila Lo Yikach. Kim Basula Me'ama Yikach Isha. So it says Lo Yikach, don't engage yourself to an Amana. By the time he wasn't a Kohen Gadol, the Shas Erison. So that's only a special Gzeres Akasava by Nismanali as Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Here as well, Hachanami Ksiv Isha. Says Isha here too. It says the Pasuk that, V'hu Isha Bivsula Yikach. In other words, the word Isha comes to include an extra case. So we had it includes a case of Nismanali as Kohen Gadol. So let it also include a case where she was a Katana B'Shas Erison, and now she became a Bulgaris B'Shas Nesuin. Why is the case of Amana to Kohen Gadol and Nismana different than the case of the Katana? Let them include both cases that they're allowed. So again, the Gemara says clearly that if a Kohen Hedyon is married to an Amana and Nismana Kohen Gadol, they may get married because the word Ish includes that situation. Ask the Gemara, so too, if the Kohen Gadol is married, engaged to a Katana, and now she changes, she becomes a Bogeres, let that be also included from another word, Isha. So the Gemara says, no, Isha, it says only Achas v'lo Shtayim. There's only one extra word, Isha, in the Pasuk. We can only include one case, not two cases. So the case we're choosing to include is where the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Hedyot is Nismana, to be Kohen Gadol, he could go through and marry the Almana, but we're not including the case where he's engaged to a Katan and she becomes a Bulgaris. That much we don't include. Why? Ask him, why is one case better than the other? Mara Isa, why do you want to include the Nismana Kohen Gadol case and not the Bulgaris case? Ha is Shani Gufa, Poland and Shani Gufa. One is where she changed, where one is where she didn't change. In other words, says Rashi, Ha is Shani Gufa, Bogeris and Ishtana Gufa, Mine Eris and Linasun. She's a completely different person now. She changed from a Katana to now Bogeris, so it's a different relationship now. That's why we excluded that case, as opposed to the case where no one changed, no one's status changed, no one's physically changed. The Kohen Gadol just was appointed to be Kohen Gadol now. So therefore, but the husband and wife, the same people, so that's why we included that case, as opposed to the Katana changing to Bogeris. So now that Mishnah tells us on this topic of a Kohen Gadol Almana, the Gemara goes into a little bit deeper discussion. Kohen Gadol lo yisa Almana. A Kohen Gadol may not marry an Almana, bein Almana min ha'erisin, bein Almana min ha'nisun. Whether or not this woman was married to someone previously and she lost her husband, or she was only engaged to that guy and lost her husband, either way she's considered an Almana, and a Kohen Gadol may not marry either one. Velo Yisa es ha'bogeres, she can't marry a bogeres like we just discussed. She's no longer considered a basula. And Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, machshirin b'bogeres, they permitted one to marry a bogeres. Velo Yisa es mukatz eitz. Mukatz eitz is where she lost some of the basulim in more of a natural way, not through bia, but some natural way, something hitting the area, that would create some loss of basulim. That also would not be allowed. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Almana, lo yikach, it says in the Pasuk, bein almana min ha'erishin, bein almana min ha'sun, nisun. Even though the Pasuk doesn't say what type of almana, but the stam case, almana, is a widow, whether from a marriage or whether from an engagement, that's called an almana. Marsipshita, that's very obvious. What is Brisa adding on? That's how I would have interpreted the Pasuk anyways. What's the chiddush of the Brisa? Why would you have thought otherwise? So Gemara explains, Ma'al the same, what would you have thought? Leilav almana, almana mitamar. Ma'alahalan min ha'nisun afkana. Just like by Tamar, she's described as an almana. It says, "Vayomer Yehuda l'Tamar kalasa shvi almana beis avicha." She's an almana from a previous marriage, nisuin. So, to every almana in the Torah should be almana nisuin. That's why the pasuk has to emphasize. No, she's an almana bein min ha'nisuin bein min ha'erusin. So Gemara says, "Ve'ema hachanami." Maybe it should takabi. Bring me a proof. How do you know we should say only it should be either one? You can't, don't just say that. So Gemara says, "Dum yid the grusha." It's similar to a grusha because ma grusha. When we describe a grusha in the Torah, it certainly means bein min asun, bein min erison. So too, by comparison, because the pasuk says almana grusha v'chalala zona es eila lo yikach. So we compare almana to that of grusha. So just like grusha certainly is grusha bein min asun, bein min erison. We'll see why it's so pashut. Af almana must be bein min erison, bein min asun means almana from regardless of the previous relationship. So how do we know a grusha stam means bein min erison, bein min asun? So Rashi tells us, Rashi dumya de grusha. Says Rashi, ube grusha pshitalei de stamahi. Grusha's pashit, that refers to whether or not she was married previously or engaged recently. The less there's no other thought. When you hear the word grusha, it means divorce from any relationship. Why would you think almana means something else limited to a nisun? Because almana happens to have another pasuk by Tamar to tell me maybe it means almana only from a nisun. But grusha, there's no pasuk to tell me that grusha means this way or that way. It just, we use the Torah, you just use the word grusha once. So the pasuk pshat is grusha means bein min almana, bein rather min nisun, bein min erusin. And by comparison, almana also means bein min nisun, bein min erusin. And don't learn from the case of Tamar. Gemara now says, we said in the Mishnah of Lo Yisas HaBulgaris, that a Kohen Gadol may not marry a Bulgaris. Why not? Gemara brings a brisa, Bachlokas here, Tanir Abanam. It says, V'hu Isha Bivsuleh. So the word Bivsuleh, why doesn't it say he Isha Bisula? So Gemara is going to darshan the letters Yud and the letters Beis here. So it says Bivsuleh. So Bivsuleh means Yikach, Prat, Bivsuleh Yikach, Prat LiBulgaris. To exclude, he may not marry a Bulgaris. Shekalu lo besuleh divrei Rebbe Meir, because as a woman ages, some of her besulim begin to diminish. So that's Rebbe Meir. He may not marry a Bulgaris. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, machshirin b'Bulgaris. They permitted a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bulgaris. So what's the machlokas whether a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bulgaris? But my kamiflagi. So Rebbe Meir savar besula. The word besula. Now the pasuk says bivsuleha. But the word besula alone, had that been the word that had been used, besula would have meant afilu miksas besula mashma. Had the word basula, he married the basula. As long as there's some basulum left, that would have been permitted to the kohen gadol. That was the stam definition of basula. Now, but since it says bisuleha, there's extra yud at the end right now. Bisuleha adika kol basulum. The drasha means you have to have all the basulum to be present. And since in Bulgaris we assume that some of the basulum may have fallen out through age, she doesn't qualify as bisuleha anymore. Then bivsuleha, the extra base in the beginning. What's the drasha there? Bivsuleha bekedarka in shel kedarka lo. Only if she had been violated kedarka would she no longer be considered a basula. But had there been biyasha lo kedarka, she would actually still remain a basula. Now, if she's a bogaris, that's not the question. I mean, if she still is a katana, then there's biyasha lo kedarka. According to her mayor, she would be permitted because the extra base comes to exclude a biyasha lo kedarka. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here that actually we don't need to look at Rashi. So then the Gemara says Reb Lazar b'Shimon Tzavri. Basula, the word basula means basula shlema, complete basula, mashma. And the word basula implies afilu miksas basulum, even if some of the basulum are left over, she's still considered a basula, meaning a bogaris. Although some of the basulum have been removed, she's still called a basula. Bivisula, the extra base is ad she kol basula kaimim, until all her basulum are intact. That means bein bekadarka, bein shlokadarka. In other words, the extra base, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, comes to say, even Bishalo Kedarka would render her no longer a basula. So the two machlokasim going on here. Is a bogaris permitted? So Rabbi Meir says a bogaris is not permitted because you need all the basulum intact. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar say a bogaris is allowed because it's enough to have just some of the basulum. And the second machlokas here is whether or not Bishalo Kedarka would render her a ba'ula or not. According to Rabbi Meir, it would render her a ba'ula, and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar says she's still, sorry, other way around. Rabbi Meir says she's still right. She still is a basula if there's bishlo kedarka. And Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar says that no, bishlo kedarka would render her a ba'ula at this point. So that's the two-way machlokas, double machlokas between these two tonight, or three. So Gemara now says and makes a statement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav says nivela shlo kedarka psula lakuna. He felt that if a katana or nara had bia shlo kedarka, that would make her pasul like the shita of Rebbe Meir. Asks Gemara, Mesa Rava. Rava says v'lo siyali isha. It's the context of if a woman is ma'anis, a man was ma'anis, a woman. So there's a din in the Torah, a mitzvah aseh, a requirement that he has to remain married to the one who is ma'anis. V'lo siyali isha, he must remain married to her or get married to her. So Gemara says bi'isha haru'uyalo. The only time the mitzvah is in place is if it's a permissible marriage. But if a kohen gadol is ma'anes a amana, he didn't iser, but the pasuk lo siya l'isha doesn't apply because it's an iser for him to get married to her. And so too, if it's a kohen hedyot who's ma'anes a grusha chalutza, so we don't apply the pasuk lo siya l'isha because he can't marry such a woman. So that excludes these cases. So Gemara says again, prat la amana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Hey chidami, what's the case here? Ilema the kedarka. If we say that the here's my aniser be a kedarka, my irya mishum amana. Why do we say the kohen gadol may not marry her because she's an amana? Tepikle mishum dehavile beula. When she's a beula, so he can't marry her. He has to marry a besula. So why are we saying don't marry her because she's an amana the kohen gadol? It should be because of beula the kohen gadol. So ella must be a case lav shelo kedarka. Umishum amana in mishum beulalo must be that the relationship was amana was engaged to someone and then it was only be a shelo kedarka but she remained still a basula. That's the case. She's still a basula and she's not a beula. So Gemara says going on to Amud Beis now. Ha mani Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. If you look at Rashi in the top here. Ha mani Rabbi Meir. Damar basuleha. So that again, either way, that's the question here. We see from here that Bishlo Kedarka does not render her a Bula. She remains a Basula, even though there's Bishlo Kedarka. Again, the Gemara wants to know, how can we say Kohen Gadol is possible to be with the Amana? Why only Amana? Isn't there an issue of being with a Bula? Where it says, no, because there's Bishlo Kedarka, so she remains a Basula. So this is a question according to Rav, who holds Bishlo Kedarka apostles her, and according to Ra, who just made that statement, it's a question to him. So Gemara says, no. Ha mani Rabbi Meir her. He who authored this Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Meir, who authored the Mishnah, who said, Rashi says on the top here, ha mani Rabbi Meir, damar besuleha, achu kol besuleha kaimim prat lebogeris, v'aisele besuleha, lemute Bishlo Kedarka is desharya. So he's the one who authored this Brisa, that even though there's Bishlo Kedarka, she still remains a basula. But Rav, who said Bishlo Kadarka makes her puzzle, Rav holds the Amar Kirab Lazar, like we saw earlier, that Bishlo Kadarka makes her a Bu'ula. Fine, so that's the understanding. So the Machlokas Tanaim, that don't bring me a Bryce to ask a Kashin Rav. Rav Paskin's one way, and the Bryce of Paskin's like another Tana. So Iki Rabbi Meir, now if it's true, that rather Iki Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar holds Bishlo Kadarka, makes her a Bu'ula, my Irya Mishim Bu'ula, why are we qualifying her? Why are we classifying her as a Bu'ula? Tepig Le Dehavi Le Zona. Zona is a much stronger term. That's a problem. It's sort of a Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyo, to be the Zona. Why are we saying she's a Bu'ula and possible to a Kohen Gadol? Let's say she's a Zona and she's possible even to a Kohen Hedyo. So the Gemara says, as follows. Because again, Bishlo Kadarka, Bishlo Kadarka, with this person, the Kohen Gadol, who's Ma'anasir, is going to make her into a Zona. So why are we calling her Bu'ula? She should be a Zona. The Ha'amar Rebbe Lazar himself says, Panway, Habal Pnuya, a single guy and a single girl, the din is Shalom Shem Ishus, Asa Zona. If they had relations, and it wasn't the Shem Ishus, not for marriage purposes, she's rendered a Zona. So here's well, if he's Ma'anes her, so she becomes a Zona. So why are we saying she's a Be'ula, implying that she's permitted to a Kohen Hedyo? She should be a Zona, and should be also even to a Kohen Hedyo. So Amar of Yosef, Kagon Shenivala Libehemor. It's a situation here where there is bia to a behema shelo kedarka, and that's a situation whereby dehasam mishum bu'ula ika and mishum zona lek. In other words, Rav's initial statement, Rav said that a bu'ula shelo kedarka is possible to Kohen Gadol, so we should say not only is she possible to Kohen Gadol, she should be possible even to Kohen Hedyo because of zona. Or it says, no, Rav is talking about a case not where it's bia to a man, but there's bia from an animal, from a behema. And when there's a bia from a behema, that only renders her a bu'ula, but it doesn't render her a zona. Because we'll see in the bottom of this page here that bia se behema is not called the zona. Does not create a zona. So Gemara says, Amalei Abai. Abai responds to this question, doesn't really like it. He said, how do you have a case where she's a bu'ula, but not a zona? Those two go hand in hand. The miman of shach. I bu'ula hi zona nami. If you're going to say bias behemoth is called the bia, that will render her bu'ula, so you have to say she's also a zona. They go hand in hand. Vi zona lo havi. If you're going to say, like we'll see later on, that a behema won't render her a zona, then bu'ula nami lo havi. It shouldn't render her a bu'ula either. They go hand in hand. You can't split between a maisa bia and a zona. They go hand in hand. If there's a zona, then she's a bu'ula and zona. If she's not a zona, there's no bu'ula either. If you're going to tell me, what do you mean? A woman who loses a basuma because mukat's eight, because something bumped into the area. So there we said she's pasul. She's certainly not a ba'ula. There's no beer there, but she could still be considered pasul. She's not a zona. So shelo nasim mukat's eight. So Gemara says, imkain, again, v'chitema, midi dehavi amukat's eight, shelo kadarka, that she's not a zona, yet she's not a basula anymore. So Gemara says, imkain, if that's the case, if that's the example you're going to use, a mukat's eight, Imkain ein lacha isha shekshei lakuna. There's never going to be a woman who's kasher to a kohen hedyot ever. Shonasas mukat eight aydei tzura that has not lost some of the basulim from the tzura. Rashi from the beis akisa, from cleaning the beis akisa. Over time, they're going to lose some basulim. So don't tell me that a mukat eight is going to make her into a zona of some sort. So either way, he didn't like this equation, this example of the bias behema. So Gemara says, no, rather what's the situation whereby there could be a bu'ula without being a zona. That's what we're trying to figure out here. Again, we first suggested a behema. We said, no, it can't be behema. Behema doesn't make her zona and doesn't make her bu'ula either. So what's the case? Ella amar Rebbe Zeira b'ma'enes. B'ma'enes is where a woman was engaged, married by her brother. Her father died, she yisoma, and then she refused that relationship. So look at Rashi. Rashi walks us through this. Rashi says, Ella amar Rebbe Zeira. When do you have Rav where he is concerned that a woman, she's a bu'ula, but she's not a zona? When is that? Aliba de Rebbe Lazar. Have you bu'ula, v'lo zona, v'lo amana, v'lo grusha? When is that? It's a b'ketana yisoma. A young girl, a minor, who's an orphan, lost her father. Haniseis lebal, she was married off to her husband. Ubala shlo kadarka, there's bi shlo kadarka. And Miyanaba, then she refused the relationship. The Ein Kan Psul Znus, Vamanus Vigarish, because she wasn't a zona, it was L'shem Ishus, and she wasn't divorced, and she wasn't widowed, she just opted out of this marriage. So she's a bu'ula, but she's not a zona, amana, or gerishim. Vashmin and Rav, the yesh kam pasul bu'ula l'kohen gadol. Why is she pasul? Because she's a bu'ula. Because everyone agrees, amana is pasul to the kohen gadol, and grusha is certainly pasul to the kohen gadol, and the zona is pasul to the kohen gadol. He adds even a bu'ula, even a person who doesn't fall under any of those categories, a bu'ula is also pasul through a bishalo kedarka. So that's this situation here of a ketana and ma'enes.
According to Rabbi Elazar, even
a nusa would be yes, yeah, yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Simi bar Chiya, nivela lebehema." However, kasher lakuna. If a woman is nivela to an animal, she's kasher lakuna. Says Rashi here. Where's the Rashi? Kasher lakuna. Afila koin gadol the mukatz eitz ba'amahu uman the shayba mukatz eitz shayba. This is no different than a behemoth mukatz eitz. No different. That's not called the ma'isa bia. That's not called the ma'isa znus. And she remains remains kosher. The Gemara then says Tani nami hachi. The Brisa says the same idea. Nivela l'mishi enui. She is bia to someone who's not a person. In other words, a behema. So a funny way to say it. L'mishi enui ish to behema. The Afa Pisha Beskila, even though she's subject to Skila, because that's a Mishka Behema, there's an Isra Skila, the punishment of Skila, Kshela Kuna, she's Kasha Takuna. So Rashi explains her Shabaskila, Im Yesh Eidim Vasra, and the Hecha Deleke Eidim Vasra, Kshela Kuna. If she's not going to be stoned, she'll remain alive because there are no Eidim, there are no Asra, she remains Kasha to a Kohen Gadol. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Maisa Beriba Achas, there was a Mais with one woman, Behetila, in this city of the Heitalu, Shehaisa Mechabeda says, Abayas, she was cleaning the house, Rava Kelev Kofi, a large dog from behind, Meacharea, Vechshen, she had a B.S. Behema, Vechshir Rebbe Lakuna, Rebbe permitted her to marry the Kohen Gadol. So ask the Mar, Amar Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol be made Rebbe, Kohen Gadol be having? There's no Kohen Gadol in the times of Rebbe, what does that even mean? And Raj points out, he lived many, many generations after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And what he meant was, Ru'uya l'Kohen Gadol, not that she was going to Lamaisa marry Kohen Gadol, there's no Kohen Gadol in his time, but she'd be Ru'uya, in other words, B.S. Behem is not called the Bia. So Amr Le Rava Mipirkin is a Rava, not the classic Rava, but Rava came from a different city, a different Rava. Rava Mipirkin, that's where he came from. The Rav Ashi said, "The Rav Ashi, Munahad Milsa, how do you know B.S. Behema is not called a Behema? It doesn't make her a Zona. The Amr Rabbanan ain't Znus LeBehema. There's no Znus by a Behema. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Savi Essen Zona Mechir Kelev. You can't bring an Essen Zona. In other words, if a person gives a Tle for L'Shem Znus, for to a Zona, that Tle is possible for a carbon. Or if a person makes an exchange, he swaps a dog for tleh, that tleh also cannot be used as a carbon. Those are two types of psulim of a tleh can be used for a carbon. Tanan, the Mishnah says, but if it were to be the opposite, in other words, esen kelev u'mechir zona, if a person were to give a tleh to have znus with a dog, with a behema, or if a person were to swap a tleh with a zona, and so then those would be examples, those are mutarin. So in other words, if one were to have bias kelev, that essen is not called the essen, that's not called znus. Only if the tleh were to be swapped with a woman, to have znus with a woman, is that tleh possible. But if the tleh was given to have znus with a behema, that tleh remains mutter, because that's not called znus when involving a behema. Shneimar says in the pasuk, gam shneim, so to these two things, in that same pasuk, shneim velo arba, only two items are possible, not four. In other words, when tleh is given to have znus with an isha, and when a tleh is swapped with a dog. But the other way around, again, tleh, to have znus with a behema, that would actually be mutter, implying that there's no znus by a kelev. Says Rashi. Rashi is essen kelev, just to make that clear. Shim amar adam lizona helech tlezeh vihibali lekalbi. Give me the dog for mishka behema u'mechir zona shech lezona betleh mutar l'mizbeach. These are permitted u'midishari essen kelev, to give essen for znus with a kelev, alma, lav znus, so that's not called the znus. Fine. Let's just finish off the daf. Even though we're not going to go through this right now, but the next few lines is a brisa, and the Gemara on the bottom, and tomorrow's daf is going to go through each stage. We'll just run through it, but we're not going to appreciate it until tomorrow. So the brisa says, Tani Rabbanan, Anusas Atmo, Umufutas Atmo, a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes, a woman, or he's Mefate, a woman, lo Yisei, shouldn't marry her because now she's no longer a Basula anymore. But Im Nasa, if he marries her anyway, his own Anusa, his own Mefuta, so that would actually, Nasa, the marriage would remain intact. However, Anusas Chavero, Mefutas Chavero, if she was a nanas from another man, she's no longer a Basula. Loisa, a Kohen Gadol should marry her, Vim Nasa, and if he does go ahead and marry her anyways, that's a machlokis tonight. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov Amar, Havlad Chalal, the product is a Chalal, because he could not marry such a woman. And Chacham Omer, Havlad Kashin, no, the product would actually be Kashin. And Mita Shem, we'll see this tomorrow. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
Incredible.